Everything is back up and running. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you're getting this on iTunes and your podcatchers and, you know, however you listen to this show. For the past week or so, it's been a true clusterfuck. DistortedView.com was down. It got hacked. And then my WordPress installation got deleted. It was truly one disaster after another. And we're back up now. I've got a new provider. Hopefully things will be running faster. And a new design to distortedview.com. I'm still working out the kinks, and there are a lot of kinks. But what's cool is, you know, one of the things that I was trying to fix or improve upon, I get a lot of you guys sending me just really good video clips, audio clips, you know, pictures, you know, whatever. And I can't get to all of them on the show, or maybe it's not right for the program, but they are funny. And, you know, you guys should be able to share them with other freaks. So now, if you go to distortedview.com, you can register to become a member, right? I know, it sucks. You have to register to become members for everything, right? But here's another one. You have to, you know, get yourself a username and password. But you'll become a member at distortedview.com. Then you can start posting videos or, you know, whatever, even just comments or messages, and other freaks can see it. You can start groups. Like, I started a group called U-tards, and I'm posting videos of U-tards on there, and then you can comment on them, add your own. There's even forums and stuff like that. I know a lot of you guys miss the forums, so that's all coming back. And you know, you have to register to become a member, which kind of sucks, but it's free and it just takes a second. And then you know, use distortedview.com when you find something funny. You know, you guys used to post stuff on my Facebook wall. That's another fucking issue, Facebook. I had to change my profile to a page. So if you were a friend of me, you are now a fan of Distorted View. So, and then, but you can still go to the Distorted View page and post all that other shit, and you can find me on Facebook again. I'm Timothy James Henson, I think. But yeah, definitely become a fan of Distorted View. You can do that on our website, distortedview.com. If you do become a fan, you'll be registered to win a cool prize that's going to be coming up here in a couple weeks for Christmas. And I'm still trying to come up with a good prize for the show, like a big Christmas prize. I'm thinking maybe like an iPod Touch? Is that good enough? iPad again? I don't know. Last year I did an iPad. So yeah, if you guys have any suggestions, don't email me. Just post it on distortedview.com. How about that? Or on my Facebook wall or something. All right, many ways to get a hold of me now. All right, let's get into the show right now. Now, I've heard of, you know, fathers going absolutely apeshit while they watch their kids playing baseball. You know, they get in fights and stuff. Here is a psychotic mother, and that's odd, right? Because it's a mom freaking out. But her child is not even in a sport. I mean, you don't consider cheering to be a sport, right? Take a listen. She's screaming, "Come on, girls! Go!" And she's wearing a glittery, like, hula skirt over her clothes, right? She's leaning over the stadium balcony and just screaming at these girls to go! Cheer your little hearts out! She's stomping. Something about swagger. They sound like they're young cheerleaders, you know what I mean? Like, they're like 12 or 13 or something. She's clomping her foot and stomping it. Her making all the noise. Yes,
yes, yes. No! No! No!
I'm fascinated.
Yes! Yes! Bailey! Yes! You go! Get fucking!
Get funky! That's fantastic. Well, let me just fast forward a little bit. Let's go back to the quiet.
Yes! All right, girls! Get them!
The girls can't hear over that booming music.
Yes!
Yes! Yes! All right, give it up. Move it up.
All right, there you go. Psychotic cheer mom for you. Moving on now. You know, along with the retards and the very ethnic black people, I love drunk girls. Stupid drunk bitches. Here is a new drunk bitch. I think she's in the car of, I don't know if these are friends or she just found herself in a car. I think she blacked out and maybe some people grabbed her.
You're not drinking anymore.
What?
You're in a stranger's car. Are you okay?
What level are we at?
We're on level one.
We're on level one.
She's fucked up. What level are we at?
I don't know.
We were playing Mario Brothers. Are we in the underwater level? That's 1-3, isn't it? Okay.
I don't know.
That's level 2-2.
You might need to listen to them.
Bobola.
You want me to talk to them?
Bobola. Sure.
Okay.
She said human Bobola.
Talk to him. See if he makes any sense.
Hello?
It makes no sense to me.
Hey,
pretty drunk.
Are you looking for Hope? Yeah, she just jumped in our car. You want to come get her?
Is it your name, Hope?
Yeah.
She jumped in someone's car.
Parking level one.
I'm Jason.
You're really high. Can we just come here?
Was a normal night, I might say yes, but
just right now.
We're like right by the other.
She wants to fuck the guy in the driver's seat. You're really hot. All right, let's continue on here now. Maybe I fucking hate Windows. You know what? I fucking hate Windows. This stupid mouse is a piece of shit. What the fuck? I'm so sick of it. Every fucking, you know. I love the Mac, I really do, but the one goddamn thing that pisses me off is the stupid mouse. We don't need multi-touch on a mouse. You know why? Because it doesn't work right. You always inadvertently hit stuff. I just zoomed in on this stupid video, and I can't play it now. God damn it! Hold on. Actual size.
Here we go. Elevators.
You're pretty drunk.
It just pisses me off. Every time I swipe my finger, boom, like half the screen goes with it because it thinks I'm trying to like scroll to a different window or something. No! Oh, it's I'm getting a normal mouse. I'm getting a Logitech mouse, and that's going to be it.
Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, you're probably at 40. You're pretty drunk.
Okay. You have green eyes.
Where are you?
I said you're drunk. I didn't see your color on.
Oh, hang on.
This is very funny. I don't know if you can hear all what's going on here, but the guy said, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, you're about a 40. And she's like, you got green eyes. And then he says, well, I didn't say you were colorblind.
And this blue hat, it's like hot as hell.
Yes.
And so we should just go to your
house. Yeah, talk to me.
We should just go to your house and I'll fuck the shit out of you.
Hello?
She's horny.
What's he gonna do? Can you just tell him I just want to fuck him and then give a shit about who the fuck is?
Not really. I mean, I'm about to go home. Man.
Why? What happened?
Retarded.
She's pretty drunk, yeah. 64th and what?
What? Just take me to your house.
I don't think so, man. I'm like, I live like 5 minutes away. I'm gonna drive to 64th Street. Well, what am I supposed to do with her?
So her friends don't want to pick her up. Her friends are like, well, drive her to 64th Street or whatever. And the guy's like, I don't live that far away, so I'm not going to go out of my way to drop this drunk whore off. And so now I don't know what's going
to
happen.
Hey, just take me to your house.
She's at the Power and Lights District.
No, just take me to your house.
I'll leave her out front next to where the cabs are.
What?
Is that cool? Yeah.
So get her cab home. Is your phone sweet?
No offense. I mean, I'm just like, we've been working all night. I'm going home. Where's your phone? Shut the door.
I'm gonna
shut the door.
Here, I'll get it. Here, hold this. It's filming. You got it?
Yeah, she's good.
No, the door's still open.
That's all right.
I got it. You're not gonna fuck me.
Good. Hope, you are very interesting, you know that?
Somebody about to fucking strum me the fuck off. Some stranger.
You kind of are, though.
Not really a stranger if you just fucking get to know me. Kind of nice.
I'll have to get your phone number.
I'm gonna see. I'm gonna get your phone number. Because she's a party animal. I'm gonna show you party animals to a fuck. Fucking stabbing him with a fucking eyeball.
She's getting very belligerent. Stabbing his eyeball.
Alright.
Stab his eyeball.
Let's see here.
I'm really frustrated right now. I understand
this
shit. I'm just really mad right now.
Where were you hanging out tonight?
Many places.
It's a cab right there.
This guy's not gonna be very happy that I got fucking stuck with a cab.
She wanted to get stabbed with a dick. I bet she's just gonna wander into someone else's car.
Just drop me off right here. Fuck it. God damn it. I'll fucking get a ride. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Sorry I got in your fucking car and I disrupted your peace. Hello? Hello? Who is this?
She doesn't know who she's dialing.
Okay, I need a ride, for real, because, like...
Yes, fantastic. He just slammed the door on her and left. I need a ride, because wham, boom, and away they go. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, I hope things are getting back to normal here in the next couple days. Yeah, you really should go to distortedview.com because there's some great videos I couldn't play for you, and I'm going to post on the stream. One of them is a naked woman, so it's very not safe for work, so you just have to follow the link. And she's shitting on a plate. It looks like she's in a mental, or like in a hospital or a clinic waiting room, or maybe the DMV. I don't know exactly where she is, but there's a counter and people behind it and all this other shit. So I don't know how she got the plate, but she's naked. She's squatting over a plate and she shits in it and then writhes around a bit. And someone, I guess, tries to ask her if she needs help. And that disrupts her and gets her very angry. So she then, I guess, remembers she shat in a plate and tries to smear feces on people. That's the type of shit that I could not play for you today because there's really no audio that goes along with it. It's really more of a visual thing. Anytime there's shit involved, it's, you know, there, chances are there's going to be some great visuals involved. So go to distortedview.com today, check it out, sign up, all that good shit. While you're at it, if you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up for that. That's only $5 a month or $50 a year. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. Last week, when all of the shit went down at distortedview.com, Sideshow freaks were still able to get their programming. So, yeah, sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. Superfreaksideshow.com. We'll have an extended show for you tomorrow. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, let's check in with Kentucky. A local Kentucky church has reportedly voted to ban interracial couples from becoming church members or to worship under their roof after one interracial couple showed up. I love that this is the first interracial couple the people in Kentucky have ever encountered. It's never been a problem up until now. So now it's a huge uproar. This kind of reminds me of that Rick Perry ad that we were talking about last week where he equates, you know, I don't know what he's trying to say, actually. He's talking about how can we live in a world that – or the United States where we openly allow gays to serve in the military, but – something about Christmas. He's trying to make some point about Christmas. How we're not allowed to have Christmas anymore or something. Which, I don't know. Last I heard, Christmas is going to go on uninterrupted, just like every other fucking year. Or prayer in the school or some bullshit. You know what's funny about that? The Rick Perry ad. And I didn't notice this the first time I watched it. But again, if you go to distortedview.com, I posted a video on the feed about this ad where Rick Perry is actually wearing the same coat that it was featured in Brokeback Mountain. It's kind of funny. He's so clueless about everything. All right, back to this story here. A local Kentucky church has reportedly voted to ban an interracial couple after one couple showed up. The Gulnair Freewild Baptist Church in Pike County made the decision with the best of intentions, really, saying they did it to promote greater unity among the church body. Melvin Thomas, former pastor of Gulnair Freewill Baptist Church, proposed the ban after Stella Harville brought her fiancé, Tika Chikuni, to services in June. Harville, who goes by the name Susie, played the piano while Chikuni sang. Before stepping down as pastor in August, Thompson told Harville that her fiancé could not sing at the church again. Maybe he was just a really bad singer. Harville is white, and Chikuni, a native of Zimbabwe, is obviously black. Last Sunday, church members voted 9-6 in favor of Thompson's proposed ban. Really? Others attending the church business meeting declined to take a stand on the issue. That the Gulnair Freewill Baptist Church does not condone interracial marriage, the resolution states. Parties of such marriages will not be received as members, nor will they be used in worship services and other church functions, with the exception being funerals. It's okay if you're a dead nigger. We'll recognize you then. All are welcome to public worship services, though. This recommendation is not intended to judge this. How could you say that? The recommendation is not intended to judge the salvation of anyone, but is intended to promote greater unity among the church body. As long as that church body is white, right? And the community we serve. So there you go. Oh, the white chick went on to say, the white chick went on to say, it sure ain't Christian. It ain't nothing but the old devil working. And the decision is an embarrassment to God, the church, and the whole community. So there you go. Second story we have for you today is a TV update. We have been bamboozled. Well, the news has been bamboozled. Look, I just report on what the news is talking about, right? I don't know. I don't actually fact check or anything. But the media is to blame. The news media for this one. A furious woman is suing her ex-boyfriend after he tattooed a steaming pile of poo on her back. That's how the story went a few weeks ago on the show. Now it's being called a hoax. Yes, a boyfriend's act of revenge on his cheating ex-girlfriend, which, of course, is a tattoo of a steaming pile of poo on her back, has been branded a hoax after the picture went viral. Tattoo artist Ryan Fitzgerald allegedly tricked Rosie Bravant into getting her body art after discovering she had been playing away with his best friend. Rosie from Dayton, Ohio, is reportedly suing her ex for $100,000. She apparently asked her artist lover for a scene from the Narnia films, but instead got, you know, a steaming pile of shit. She reportedly said, actually, I was passed out for most of the time and woke up to this horrible image on my back. Some suspicious bloggers dug deeper to dispel the myth by tracking down court records. It now appears that no such civil complaint was ever filed by anyone of the name Bravant, or that such a person even exists in Dayton. The U.S. website The Smoking Gun also reported that James Druber, administrator of the Montgomery County Common Pleas Court, heard nothing about the purported tattoo lawsuit. The report also adds that records for Dayton and Montgomery County show no evidence that Fitzgerald has been licensed as a tattoo parlor operator or employee. And I guess the pictures originated from some Polish social network site, Nasza Klasa or something, so... it's all a big hoax. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Utah. A West Valley City man may have some explaining to do after police said he destroyed the walls of his home. Why, you ask? Meth, of course, meth. No, he was convinced that his girlfriend was trapped behind one of the walls. Again, meth. West Valley City police said the man was inside a home on Saturday afternoon when he was certain he heard his girlfriend calling for help from behind a wall. And is it, some kids outside, like, by his window screaming or something. Yes, in his attempt to rescue her, police said he destroyed the inside of the home trying to figure out where she was trapped. Police said the girlfriend was actually vacationing in Texas at the time. Did she not inform her boyfriend that she was going to Texas? And was perfectly fine. They said the man had apparently overdosed, there we go, on some substance when he called authorities for help in finding her. Officers said they discovered the home the man destroyed actually belonged to his father, embarrassing, who was also out of town at the time of the incident. The father comes home to discover there are no more walls in the house. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, speak to me, freaks. Maybe?
Hey, Boo.
Oh, for the fuck's sake.
The Puerto Rican Pokemon speaking.
Crank everything up
I'm
here.
I'm calling to tell you.
What, do you have a cold?
I love you. And no. No. No.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Hey there, Tim. This is Frank Simmer from Toronto. A while ago, you played a Raymond 14 video where he mentioned something called Mega 14, and you just dismissed it as, gibberish, which is completely understandable coming from the mouth of Raymond 14.
Right.
But really what Mega 14 was is there was a group of video makers online called Mega 64. I wouldn't be surprised if you heard of them. But basically,
yeah,
they wanted to collaborate with Raymond 14. Whether it was serious or not, you know, I'm not sure. But they both made videos about the Mega 14 revolution and all that stuff, good stuff. That's all I have to say.
So Mega 14 is real. It's from the people that are doing Mega 64 and Raymond 14. A joint venture, if you will.
Hey, Tim, it's Matt in Kansas, and thanks for playing the Red Sovine on Friday's show. He's one of my favorites. And I feel like I sent you some stuff before of his, but maybe not. If I didn't, you should look up his other stuff, because it's all delightfully depressing. And it's
Just
him giving these weird monologues. And even when he does have, like, a pop song or something, it's still kind of creepy. Like, he had kind of a minor hit called Daddy's Girl that... it's just about the fact that he was shocked when the baby came out and it wasn't a boy, because mama said that you were going to give me a boy, but it's cool.
I need to do some more research on this Red Sovine or Sovine or whatever. It's the most depressing Christmas song ever. Well, it's not even really a song, it's just him talking.
Damn. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with Distorted View. I haven't received a Distorted View podcast in over a week.
I love how people don't even go to distortedview.com. They do absolutely no research whatsoever. It's just, it didn't appear where it's supposed to.
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is Jesus.
Hey, Jesus.
That thing about the bubble man, bubble wrap man, interesting that you saw that, because it kind of, like, grosses me out, because, you know, what I use instead of, you know, starch and socks, I use, like, bubble wrap. So, thanks for ruining that for me.
All right, okay. I don't understand anything these people are talking about today.
Hey, Tim, you're talking about the guy that made Monster Mash? He died about 2 years ago.
So? What does that have to do with anything? I said that. What were we? What?
Tim.
Well, I guess that's interesting to know. Thank you. The guy who did Monster Mash died.
Tim. Tone Deaf One. Yeah. I started listening to Cheryl Murkowski, the Horror Hole.
Yeah. She hasn't really been doing anything lately.
What the fuck is going on with that podcast? She was talking to some guy named Madge. Just, they're an old woman with a deep voice. I know. And then the other one I listened to was a black woman, and she kept insulting her over and over. And then she would say, "What the fuck are you talking about?" And then she'd say, "Oh, yeah, okay, now I understand." I mean, it's just absolutely bizarre. I'm not sure what's going on there.
That's Cheryl Murkowski for you.
Turb. Hey, it's Sideshow Member TJ from Chicago.
Hi, TJ.
I am leaving this message on the evening of December 2nd, mm-hmm. hoping you'll play this about a week later on December 9th, in which case I would just like to wish Distorted View a very happy 7-year anniversary.
Yes.
I hope that you actually remember this time.
I didn't.
Because for the past 2 years, in 2009 and 2010,
I forgot again.
Forgotten.
I knew it was December. Shit. I guess that's right. Okay, so we've been around for 7 years. Happy birthday! I need to program it into my fucking calendar for next year.
Show's anniversary in true Tim Henson fashion.
I know.
And both times I've had to either write on your Facebook or call in reminding you.
Oh. You know, last week was a disaster anyway. You know, it was not a good time for an anniversary.
So
we should do something special.
Hopefully you remember this year, but just in case,
Well, thank you very much. A little late, but Distorted View, the podcast, is 7 years old this month. Very exciting. Who would have thought that this stupid thing would be around? I mean, really. So hopefully it'll be around for 7 more years. Just, sign up for the sideshow. Help ensure that this bitch goes on for a long, long time. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God. Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Guys, I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday Grum. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!